Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachari Neva Shesha Shonyavari Vaskatyadi Satani Hare Krishna. It is similarly very nice to see Yuvaisheshika Prabhu and also to see His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami and listen to you, and also I'm very pleased to see our Amarendra Prabhu in the little window there, and of course all the others. Now, when my eye goes to the list here down, the number of participants, it's not 10,000, it is at the moment 73, and I'm this effort to talk about the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, in particular the Bhagavad Gita, and talk about the benefits which both the distributor and the receiver has. This effort is something which at once goes beyond what is so important to us in this world, numbers. It is something eternal, something spiritual, like our Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj reminded us. I heard this in relationship to Ram, that he has this particular notebook, this very, very special notebook where and devotees like Hanuman are inside. Yes, this particular thing that this is an activity which pleases Srila Prabhupada and Krishna to an extent that is so inconceivable. Alone this point makes it transcendental to whatever goes on in the world of numbers and so on. It is a very honorable activity. It's at the core of spiritual activities. It is pleasing Krishna and Guru and Krishna, and that is more important than pleasing millions of people of this world. If we have the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, that is the supreme benefit. I once saw that, or felt this, it was in 74, when Srila Prabhupada made a tour through our castle and came into the room where the translators were sitting and working at the translations from his English books into German. You should have seen his face. You should have been there and seen the interest he had in every little step of the translation, including fidelity check and all these other steps which are necessary, the first draft of the translation. He inquired about everything, and he was just so merciful to those who were there. I remember I was in this embarrassing situation when he came in. I had just taken a 7-minute nap. I had my alarm clock there to make sure it would not be longer. I had not calculated that he would come at that time. We thought he would come much later. So when he was in the room and he stood before my table, there were, you know, I think about 4 tables in which where we all worked on our particular area of translation. When he came before my table, I was lying there. So I was awake, so I could see him under the table. It was a small table, a low table. I could see his lotus feet, and I figured out, anyways, let me get up. So I rose up behind the translation table my left cheek, I had laid down on the left side, was all red because I was lying on something. And I looked at him, looking very sheepish. But he laughed with such an abundant joy that I could see his sympathy was there. Because we were engaged in translating the books, which was necessary, of course, to distribute them in Germany. So yes, Prabhupada was really keen on the translation and distribution of his books. He was really keen. He took great interest in every step, and he was very, very pleased with everyone who took part in this, even the sleeping members like myself at that moment. I have been requested to talk about three benefits which those who receive the Bhagavad Gita have. And in researching this, I came to the 15th chapter of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There we have a distraught Arjuna. He is crying. He is very, very distressed, if not depressed, because Krishna had just left the planet Earth. And he had come back to Hastinapur with this heavy news, which he shared with the Yudhishthira. Can you imagine someone so close to Krishna as Arjuna, and then Krishna leaves the world? How must Arjuna have felt? Arjuna dined with Krishna. Arjuna, as we hear in the Bhagavad Gita, slept on the same bed as Krishna. They were really so close that Krishna said, these five Pandavas are like my pranas, my life force. Arjuna, however, was the dearest to Krishna. He was a pranasaka of Krishna. This I found in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So how much must he have felt, how much sadness he must have felt when Krishna left. At that time, he had only one recourse, something he could turn to, and that was the words which Lord Govinda spoke. In the Bhagavatam, Arjuna says, I'm now attracted to Lord Govinda's instructions that relieve the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space. The Bhagavad Gita relieves the burning heart, which is burning in the fire of samsara, by its cooling instructions. And as he thought about this, all the trash in his mind, the contamination in his thoughts, like depression, all this, it vanquished, it subsided. No? As he remembered more of these words, the pain and darkness of separation went. So here we find three benefits. The relieving the fire of samsara, this material desires which always burn like fire that cannot be extinguished, that went, and he also became pacified in his mind, and all the Prabhupada translated as trash or the contamination and unsteadiness went, finally the inner darkness which is coming to us souls when we are separated from Krishna went away. If you want to hear more benefits which come from remembering or reading the Bhagavad Gita, I will direct you to the Bhagavata 1.15.31, but I don't want to overload you with informations which go quickly away when we are overdosed. My dear devotees, these things are not just glorifications which we do, which we say in order to motivate us for book distribution. These are not just motivating or encouraging words. They are practical experiences. Even today, the pain in the heart can go. The contamination in the mind can go, and the darkness can go, and we can see very clearly. Even today, this can happen. This is not a pep talk, like our Maharaj. Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj didn't give us a pep talk. No, this is experienced reality. Let me close with a little Sankirtan story which we here in Europe like to tell each other. So, it happened in Hungary, I believe, a few months ago, where one young man was so disturbed and so much in pain. He had so much burning in his heart, he had so much contamination or trash in his mind, he had so much inner darkness that he could not imagine to live on. So he went into the forest to take his life. As far as I remember, he took a loaded pistol to end his life. Now, as he was sitting there, getting ready to pull the trigger, he remembered he had not really said, left any note to his friends. Those who do commit suicide, statistics show they feel a need to write a goodbye letter, at least which is found by those who were near and dear or somewhat close. It's a psychological need to say goodbye. This is what suicide people feel. So he said, let me go back in the town. Let me write a goodbye letter and leave it in a prominent place in my little apartment where it can easily be found by the police and shared later with those who are near and dear or close in some ways, where I explain my action. So he went back, and on his way back he met a book distributor, and it's so nice, I remember very clearly, the book distributor gave him a Bhagavad Gita. I don't remember the conversation which took place, but I remember he went into the forest with a Bhagavad Gita. So then he again wanted to do the unnecessary activity of killing himself, but he thought, the book is there, let me just read a little. And he read in the Bhagavad Gita, and he understood, and it worked. The Bhagavad Gita worked on him. That is, again, the burning pain in his heart went. Negativity, the trash or the contamination in his mind went, and again he could see clearly the inner darkness went away. These are results which happen today. They happen to anyone who reads the Bhagavad Gita. You should also, as Bhagavad Gita, read these, read in the books. I remember how Prabhupada used to say to us, in Germany, we were very passionate distributors. I mean, passionate in the for quantities. We were quantities. There, imagine there was one devotee who distributed around 900 books a day. How it is possible? I asked him a few months ago. His name is Harinamananda, and he said, Maharaj, these were times we were clearly empowered by Krishna's mercy. So yes, Prabhupada told us, we were distributing so much, he said, you must also read the books. Otherwise, soon there will be no more Haribol, Haribol, Haribol. You must read yourself. Because reading the Bhagavad Gita leaves you with the three benefits. You as a devotee will feel it, and also those who are receiving the Gita and reading the Gita for the first time. I think this is a good motivation. My dear devotees, when you go out there, you cannot say what is the result. It is beyond the ratio, is that an English word? It's transrational. the mind cannot fathom what happens. It doesn't. The mind cannot fathom what the journey of the book will be, the Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes it takes a few bends and curves before it reaches the person who actually reads it, and so on. Yes, let us just inject this transcendental literature into the bloodstream of contemporary society, who really is in pain, who really is contaminated in the mind, and who suffers from inner darkness. We need to do this injection. And I'm so grateful, not only grateful, I'm so honored to be somehow called by our Vaisheshika. The Vaisheshika Prabhu takes a leading role worldwide in distributing these transcendental books, motivating, organizing, making conferences, traveling the globe over. Vaisheshika Prabhu, may you be blessed with good health, with good mental and physical strength, with Srila Prabhupada's unending compassion, and may you in the end reach the fulfillment of your spiritual heart desire. So that is my humble prayer. Good. These were three benefits from reading the Bhagavad Gita. Those of you who like to study the Bhagavatam and so on, I was reading to you from 28 to 31. Beautiful things. We could not get into the purport. You will love them. There are many nuggets, many priceless gems in this session. Once again, maybe Vaisheshika, you are a very expert to write in the computer. 1:15:28-31. Good. I will end here. And thank you once again, and I will continue on. I think I will continue listening. I think our Amarendra Prabhu will address us now. So, Hare Krishna.